Thank you, Jesus. We can have our seat. So I just want to thank God for this opportunity. I just want to thank the ministry team for giving me this opportunity to deliver God's words to God's people. It's an honor. It's not... I'm not taking this opportunity for granted. I just want to thank God. Okay, before we go into this message, I'll just say a short word prayer. Thank you, Father, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord, for the grace to see one of them. Thank you, Lord, for your love, Father, Lord Jesus, among us. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us every day, Father, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to gather again, Father, Lord, on your word. Lord, we are grateful, Father, Lord Jesus. And we ask, Father, Lord Jesus, that as I speak, Father, Lord Jesus, Father, speak through me, Father, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask, Father, Lord Jesus, that every heart is being opened in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace, Lord Jesus, not just to be the hearers of the word, but the doers of the word. Father, Lord, grant us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. For Jesus' name, I prayed. Once again, I'm grateful. Okay. So how's the fasting been? Awesome, right? And we know that the main hymn will be fasting for what again? I'll be fasting for the anointing, right? So I just want to like say something around that. So we are asking for the anointing, right? And we know that it's by faith we used to do things in God's kingdom, right? And if you don't do, if you like, you're saying something like, okay, I want to do this, and you're just saying to your mind, and you don't take a leap of faith to do it. You know that you just be in the frame of your mind, and like, okay, I'm just going to, okay, next time I'll do it. So what I'm just trying to say is that it's by faith we do things. So I don't really know exactly topic for it. I don't, the topic may not really sound well. So the topic is executing what God has given to us, or what's going to give to us. So we're going to be reading from Second Corinthians 5:17. Okay, no. No, sorry, that's not where I'm going to. So this is where, okay, I think it's Luke 1. Sorry, give me a minute. Okay, so what I'm going to is where he say he has given us the spirit to reconcile others. Yeah, that's what I'm going to. I think I wrote it, but it's not in this book. So sorry. My bad. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was in Christ, who reconciled the world to us, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed us to the world to reconciliation. So what I'm just basically trying to say is that And one of the things God has given us is the ministry of reconciliation. And firstly, what does reconciliation mean? Okay, so we were in the world, right? One day, let's say for instance, one day someone came to you and was like, okay, do you love Jesus? Someone preached the word to you, right? And one day you were like, oh yes, I love Jesus, I love Jesus. And you cried, maybe you don't cry at all, and you started living the life of Christ. And that did not just end there. You said that he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So now your own job now is to bring others, right? Your own job now is to bring others to Christ. So that's one of the first things that God has given us, to reconcile others to him. Yeah, to reconcile others to him, to not just like, okay, yeah, to come and say, yeah, my brothers and sisters, come and enjoy what God has, what's this fullness, this goodness in God, right? And it's not just because we are benefiting. Are we not enjoying ourselves in Christ? Yeah. Yeah, so is it not selfish for us? We have to go to the world and bring God as so in our. So the second thing is, and we know in Jesus said that when the disciple was asking that, when Jesus told his disciples that he's hungry, that they said, Master, are we not going to eat? He said his meal is to do the work of God. And the main aim of Christianity is to be like Christ, right? Right? Yeah. So if the main aim is to be like Christ, what would Christ do if he was on earth right now? He said he was going to cities, was preaching to one another. For in our own shoes, we can say in our class, we are preaching to one another, we are telling our friends that, okay, Jesus is Lord. Come to him. He loves you. And so it boils down from based on what we speak, based on the thoughts, the things we as pastor. I'm so glad for what Pastor Kenny said today. Our ideology, the way we think. So if on your norms you're at home and you're not doing anything, what comes to your mind? Is it like, okay, how can I make evangelism or preach the word of God more not like the way they used to do in the old days? How can I bring my brother to Christ? If thoughts like that, things of God are not like passing through your minds and say, okay, how can I do this? I think that's we're not doing the assignment God has given us, which is to reconcile others. I know we are all designed. And Pastor Kenneth said that we all desire a gift, right? The gift of healing, gift of faith, gift of wisdom. So we can all desire that, right? And we can all desire that, and we can all pray about it. But there's another thing to come out and like, okay, my brother is sick, and there's another thing to be like, lay your hands on your brother and like, okay, yes. For the past 30 days, or for the past, how many days? I don't think about 31. For the past 31 days, I'll be fasting. Like, God, give me the spirit of healing. Give me the spirit of healing. And your brother is not feeling well. And you're like, okay. I'm not saying it's not take medicine, but I say, take medicine. Do this. It's for you to come out from the spirit. Okay, yeah. Yes, there's the goodness. Okay, yes. I'll be praying for this. I can just lay your hands on the person, and the person will be healed, right? Yes, so what I'm trying to spot, I'm just trying to just say basically is that, okay, yes, I'll be praying for different gift of the Spirit, and I'm not going to execute it. I'm just saying that what I'm trying to say is that let us start executing what we'll be praying, right? Let's start executing what will I be praying for? Okay, my brother is not feeling well. Let's do this. You know, this is what the word of God says. And you're having a nudge in your spirit that, okay, I have to say this, say it. Because it's from there. It's not just going to be like one spectacular instance that, okay, that will be arranged for you. And you just come and like, okay, is it? It's basic our daily life, right? And we have to start executing what we are praying for. Which is, I wrote here, testing your abilities. You're praying for the gifts of healing. You have to test the abilities. You have to come out with the bold feeling and like, okay, I'll bring for 30 days. 30 days is not being so. Some people are breaking 6 o'clock. And like, so breaking 6 o'clock, you don't want to be like, you don't want to be like, it's not on to end 50 days. Now finish, as we now start, the okay, now I can now start going to say, it's a process. So the main reason why we are fasting is to just be that mindset of like, okay, I'm dying to myself and I'm trying to become something. You're trying to become something that your normal self is not like. So Pastor Kenneth said something in on our meeting like that. You don't know your true self until you expand yourself. Like, you have to expand yourself, because you can do a lot of things. You can do a lot of things, and if you don't start testing them, if you don't start trying them out, you don't know. You just be stuck on those in a particular box. You know, start coming out of that box and start testing out things. Happen to know what to give. Okay. Yeah, and I'm so happy that Pastor Kenny said changing of mindset. Let's look at Luke 10, verse 1. After this, the Lord appointed the 70 others and sent them two by two. Yeah. So Pastor Kenneth said something about sending two by two, right? And I feel that's a nice way of retesting our gifts, right? So through the outreaches, through the schools we are going to, or you know, through your class concept. You can test your abilities through that. Okay, someone is not feeling well, you have a word of knowledge for somebody, you can just use that opportunity to test the abilities that God has given you. And it will not just work until you have to tell yourself that, okay, this is what they have given me. You have to know that, okay, the Lord has given you this. So Pastor Andy Preka said something that just from that day you set your mind that, okay, I'm going to go for these 50 days. It has already been given unto you. So you just have to come into the light of, okay, it has been given unto me, and you just have to start doing it. The stuff is that you have to start doing it. It's not just come upon you. You get? Yeah. Yeah. The Lord sent them two by two. So let me see. In conclusion, in a sense, in Luke 4, verse 18, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Jesus just speaking. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted." Does know that the Lord has sent you, right? The Lord has sent you to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty from the captive, to recover the sight of the blind, to send out the liberty to those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable years of the Lord. So I just want to say that the Lord have sent you. So if you are wondering, like, okay, why am I doing this? Just know that the Lord have sent you, and He's saying that you are being sent, and you are sent to heal the brokenhearted. Thank you, Jesus. So the harvest is there. That, so Pastor Kenneth said once and again that there are people that are supposed to be saved, but one stuff that God is just looking for vessels, is looking for people that are willing to, like, okay, Lord, use me, send me. And if you're not aware of that God is looking for people, you're not going to be like, okay, like Pastor Kenny is then. Pastor Laolu's dinner, what I did before. But they said every single one of us were pastors and were being sent. So the main work is not in the church. The main work is outside there. And the main reason why we're praying for this, we're praying for the anointing, so that we can do what God has placed on us. So it's for us to just go to the word and be like, okay, yes, be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus, because God has given us the authority, right? Yeah. So So it's all based down on mindset. You have to have the mindset that, okay, God has sent me, and anything will come, whatever things that come to my way, is going to be taken away. Whether it's sickness from any side, I'm going to say, because I've received the Spirit, I've received the power to overcome the world. And as I said, look, God has sent us. Just know that God has sent us. So, in conclusion, I just want to say that we should just. I don't want to say that it's not after the 50 days that you start testing your abilities. Whereas you see the opportunity, you start testing because the three Hebrew boys, they knew something, that they had something. So regardless of whatever was around them, they knew what was inside them. And if you really know what was inside you, I think you have to take any risks, because you know that what is inside you is greater than what is in the world, right? So I just want us to just know that. So I just want us to just pray a prayer that, Father, reveal the things of your heart, that help me to come into the light, that to go out with boldness. Help me to go out, come out with the heart of boldness, to that what you have placed in me, Lord Jesus, what you are giving me, Father, Lord Jesus. I'll go out, Father, Lord, I'll heal the sick. If anyone that has been healed, Lord, I'll heal them, Lord Jesus. I'll heal them, Father. Help me, Jesus, to come out with boldness, Father, Lord. Help me, Father, Lord Jesus, to come out with boldness. Help me, Father, Lord Jesus. Lord, help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Father, Lord Jesus. Help me, Father, Lord Jesus. Lord, I know you have given this to me. I know you have given me them to. I know you have given me the. I know you are giving them to me, Father, Lord. I ask, Lord Jesus. Help me, Father, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help me, Father, Lord. Help me, Father, Lord Jesus. Help me, Father, Lord Jesus. Help me, Father, Lord.
In Jesus' name I've prayed. Can we pray that prayer again? I want us to really put our minds at it. And let's just pray in tongues for a while first. Can we just pray in tongues? Abrashika daka brokosha, masatali brokosha, tali brokosh, kesaberi katuska, asatali brokosh, kesatuli ke brkabolushka, umbrika satale boshka, sabra kasapela duboshta, rakata bolokosha, tali brokoshka, aradi brokos, satale brkabokoshi, ratati brokosha, brkabolukosa, makara kataka brokos, sekele ke brokosa, mashatali brokosha. Ora kabala kabrika bolokosha, aradi borokosa, tali brokosha, arakata kabrokosa, eba shata le brokosha, ori kabarakati kabrokosa, tali brokosha, abere barokosa, tali brokosha, ebrika sete le brokosha, matali brokobokosha, tali brokosa, ori kabaraka balakati kabrokosa, ebrika sote le kebrika barokosa, abrike sato le kebroko baraka baraka balaka brokosa, ashata le brokosa, kebrika bolokosa, marakata bolokosa. In Jesus' name I've prayed.